continuing these services, I shall read God's holy word from the beginning of the Bible, from the first book of Moses, or Genesis, towards the end, chapter 4, verses 23 through 26. And Lamech said unto his wives, Ada and Zilpah, hear my voice, ye wives of Lamech, hearken unto my speech, for I have slain a man to my wounding, and a young man to my hurt. If Cain shall be avenged sevenfold, truly Lamech 70 times sevenfold. And Adam knew his wife again, and bare a son, and called his name Seth. For God said, she hath appointed me another seed instead of Abel, whom Cain slew. And to Seth, to him also there was born a son, and he gave the name Enos. Then began man to call upon the name of the Lord. Amen. This text that I read was a very distressing text. There was thoughts of revenge from Lamech, that Lamech wanted 70 times sevenfold. He wanted revenge unto those what had happened. But then at the end, this turned positive. And this sin, which had a great power, there was another power, was found. And this is such a text that is before me today. Here we speak about the power of sin that grows and grows. Today, in Finland, no one speaks of sin anymore, and nobody wants to speak of sin. But when I have now heard, maybe a little bit more closely, these sermons here at summer services, sin has been spoken about often in these speeches. In sermons, we still speak of sin. And here, in the beginning of the Bible, tells us that we have to take it seriously and we have to speak of it. Here, these chapters, in the beginning of the Bible, about the first 10 chapters, they speak of us. There are those familiar names and names that are not so familiar. We speak of Cain and Abel, of Adam. And there are these names. But in reality, they're speaking of us. And as we are people, they are speaking of us, about us. And this growth of the power of sin also speaks of us. When God created Adam and Eve into paradise, he said himself that all is good. Everything that was created was good, including Adam and Eve. And even Adam and Eve had it good, but the tempter came. There was only one issue that God made as such, that he was seen, that would Adam and Eve, would they believe? There's only one tree where Adam and Eve were not allowed to eat from. And Adam and Eve did not want to eat from that tree until the serpent came, the tempter came. He spoke at first with Eve and then put such a debate that eating of that fruit, you shall not die, but you will become as wise as God. And that is why God tells you not to eat it. This was tempting. It was tempting to become as wise as God. And oftentimes, when we speak of sin, this is what is in question. We want to be something that we are not. We wish to become as wise as God. Or we want a little bit more through some shortcut. Someone in school wants a good number in school or in class, but did not read, so they try to cheat. A parent or adult wants to become rich, but perhaps trying to do it honestly, it does not help. Maybe stealing from the workplace. We always want something better, and so we could look better than what we are. This is what sin looks like, not only Adam and Eve. This is where sin began to grow. True. Aunt Adam and Eve, they were given a promise that there shall come someone who shall hit the head of the serpent, and it shall come from the family of the wife. And God clothed them. They received the cloth of righteousness. Did they become as wise as Adam and Eve? The enemy of soul is a liar. There was only one new piece of knowledge that Adam and Eve found out when they ate of the fruit. They noticed they were naked. Were they just as wise as God? No. The tempter lies. It was in vain. They ate the fruit. It was in vain that they ate of the fruit to become as wise as God. It does not pay. It does not pay to speed for a camera caught my car on my way here. So I'll wait at home. What kind of letter will come? For we will research for good through sin. We will not receive nothing good. Adam and Eve did not receive anything good, or his son, or their son. Next, it tells us about their two sons, Cain, who was the firstborn, and then Abel. And both of these wanted to serve the God of Adam and Eve. They built an altar, and they brought the best of what they had. Cain was a farmer, and he received from there whatever he got. carrots, and so on. Abel grew sheep, and he sacrificed a lamb, and sacrificed that. Both thought that they are serving God right, and there was nothing wrong, even though this is like a parable. Sin. It is not necessarily an act, a bad act. Deep down, sin is a condition of heart. That when we do like we wish, and we don't have to listen to God in all things. And that is why at service of believers, we always speak of Cain. That he farmed in the field. They were fruits of the land. And it is explained. And it says, God was satisfied with Abel, but not with Cain. It does not say why. Maybe in their hearts they knew. Maybe Cain thought, as a serpent, that his younger brother, his sacrifice was better than his offering, Cain's offering. We have to fix this. And Cain did not think that he has to repent and change his situation. But Cain thought, that if Cain's if Cain's sacrifice is better than mine, let's kill him. Then God, he thinks of murder. I will kill my brother. And God warns Abel, you have bad thoughts. Sin comes towards you. Sin wants you, but try control it. But Cain was not able to. He went upon Abel and killed him. And in this way, sin grew and became more distressing. Did Cain receive what he received, that God would accept him? No, he did not. For God could not accept Cain because he killed Abel. His situation did not come any better. The enemy of soul lies and lies, and even today lies in the same way. Now, when these sins are revealed unto Cain, and they get worse and worse unto Adam and Eve, that you shall sweat from the brow to get your work. And now it's said unto Cain, that even the land will not bear fruit unto you. You will move from place to place, searching, trying to find a living. And then Cain becomes distressed, that now I am a fugitive and a vagabond, that no one will protect him. And he is scared of foreigners, just as Finland and Europe are scared of these foreigners that are coming into Europe. But still, nevertheless, we can read in the papers that a Finnish kills another person. Abel died because of the punishment of Cain. But now Cain was worried that some foreigner would kill him. But it is says to this murderer that even he did not want to repent. I shall protect you. I shall put on your face that no one will slay you. Or if somebody tries to kill you or hurt you, they will be revenged 7 times. God says, if someone attacks Cain, the punishment will be 7 times that. In this way, God protects everyone. The Heavenly Father takes good care. And then Cain left and traveled. And he could no longer farm, but he went to build a city. And he received children. And Lamech was 7 generations after Cain. And we can see, once again, the power of sin is greater. Lamech said that if Cain shall be avenged sevenfold, but Lamech, on behalf of Lamech, the penalty should be 70 times sevenfold. That if I would get a wound, a man must die. If someone should wound me, someone must die. If I get a scratch, a young man shall die for that. What is the difference between Cain, the revenge of Cain, and the revenge of Lamech? God promised to revenge on behalf of Cain. Do not attack Cain. Lamech wanted revenge by himself. If he is killed, someone will take revenge. The power of sin has grown. Sin is a dangerous matter, even if we do not speak of murder. And sin leaves. When we think we don't care what God says, we don't want to listen to what God tells us, that is sin. Instruct us. This is a sinful text that I read. If this was a story, but it is not the whole story. But now during that new people, these first people, God wish to show that the power of sin will not be victorious over all people. We speak of the good Lord. Now of Cain and Abel, this one child was dead through his brother. They received a third child, Seth. And they also received more children, but they are all not named. and of this child, Enos, who was a child to Seth, that he was a believing person, that during his time we began to call upon the name of the Lord. And this is the power against sin. Let's turn upon before the living God, Enos had the mind of Abel. God loved the sacrifice of Abel. Seth may have been a believer, even though not much is explained about him. But as his son sinned, that we began to call upon the name of the Lord by name. This is living faith. And we wanted, in our temporal life, we wish to turn to the Heavenly Father. By using his name, we ask for help from God, or they. And Enos was the third generation. Adam's great-grandchild. This was before the time of Lamech and what he wanted. Seth or Enos called upon the name of the Lord many years before Lamech. And they did not have to remain under the power of sin. For if they were able to find living Word of God, get inside and feel in their own lives that the power of sin is able to be defeated. The power of sin is broken. When the Heavenly Father gives, sins forgiven. It may happen that at times we battle with sin, and it seems like sin always is victorious. And then a tempter tells you that stop believing already. You don't want to go again to ask for your forgiveness. The believers also say that nothing will happen of this man. You are probably not even believing, for you are always doing the same sin, and you know it is sin. The enemy of soul knows this, for in the book of Zechariah says that the high priest Joshua stood before the angel, and the devil accused him. You, priest, you have sinned, but God forgives and does not set or count that have you asked. Have you asked once, twice, or 100 times forgiven? God does not count how many times you have asked. In Jesus, the words of Jesus, when Jesus was asked, as Matthew writes about it in chapter 18, Peter asked, that if your brother offends you with sin, how often do I have to forgive? Do I have to forgive 7 times? Jesus answered, according to the New Translation, not 7 times, but 77 times. This is a little bit less than the Old Testament, old translation. But this is connected with Lamech and his revenge, thought of revenge. That God promised revenge upon anybody who touched Cain 7 times. But unto me it should be 70 times sevenfold. Revenge went up 11 times. Jesus increases the number of forgiveness 11 times. That if I am offended 7 or 77, nothing else but humble yourself and forgive. This is a very difficult teaching. We know. We know he who comes the 77th times that again I have done bad. Forgive me. And it is difficult that should I still forgive him? The power to forgive sins is a great power. It's much greater power than revenge. Revenge, all you get is more revenge. All you get with revenge is bad. But by forgiveness, you get goodness. The enemy of the soul is who wishes to say that you should seek revenge. Somebody stole from me. I'm losing money. I've been hit. Nobody takes care of my wounds. I've been laughed at. What will I win if I forgive? The enemy of soul says, don't forgive. Jesus says, forgive. And if you hear the instruction of God, always forgive, you shall notice. Then you notice, again, the enemy of soul lied. He lies and lies. You can receive you can receive all types of riches when you forgive before all. You can feel it inside. It's good to be. A bitter mind is difficult for one to live with a bitter mind. You only hurt yourself. But when I forgive, I become free myself, and the other one's free. This is goodness many, many times. God is marvelous. He has many different ways to take care of our matters. And this is what Enos preached. Pray unto God. Turn unto God. Ask help from Him in your life. Do not accept or do not seek revenge. Do not kill. Do not go to court. But live as the Heavenly Father has instructed. Not only by words, but as an example. Honoring those who are close to you. Serving one another in joy. Strengthening one another. Traveling together towards the glory of heaven. This power. This is a power, a reverse of power against sin. This is what Enos preached. When he was serving God. Even today. We can pick from either one. We can do good or bad. And we do this every day. Do I wish to become angry, revenge, hit, say eat with evil, or the other way, forgive, serve? Give unto him who wishes me evil. Do we wish to give love? We have the choice to pick. Situations come so fast, and our nature is to seek revenge. And often we hit back, even before we think that we must pick. Is it not that in the back seat we fought? Okay, and a mother asked from the front bench, "It's because he hit me back." It starts with revenge. This happened so fast. How could we operate in the right way? In the same way as Enos. Pray. To call, pray, and call upon the name of the Lord. For it goes this way. God chose this, his love towards us, and that love goes from us forward. We cannot create this love by ourselves. We cannot even be victorious over revenge. We need the help of God for this. But fortunately, it is close. God's kingdom is here. God takes care of us, that he gives on to us as a grace gift, all our sins forgiven. He wishes to fix our hearts so it would not be a heart of sin or a heart of Cain, but it would be the same as Abel and Enos. We wish to listen where God wishes to instruct us. For he gives us that gospel, the forgiveness of sins, that takes care of us. Dear hearers of the word, let this gospel take care of you. Believe now. As you all came here in the front bench, and all you in the back, believe in Jesus' name and precious blood, all sins forgiven. In Jesus' name and precious blood, be child of God with a free and joyful heart. This gospel gives us the power to face every bad situation in our life, even though the thought of revenge is often so close, just as it might find that I will be receiving, it can be fixed with the gospel. The fine is coming, it will not help in that way. But Adam and Eve received forgiveness, even though they had to leave paradise. There may be things that follow, situations that follow sin. But can I also believe? I wish to believe. In Jesus' name, amen.